Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I. Lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose of just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin. Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Resistance is not futile. We're going to win this thing. Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. It's in your court.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tahibo Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea can be tremendously beneficial for healthy people because it helps build the immune system and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's 818-610-8088.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Friday from 11 a.m. till noon, and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. are live listener call-in shows. Now, today, we're doing something special. Anyone who calls in that we select to talk to live on the air will get a free one-pound package of our tea. And I really do mean free. No $34.95 for the tea, no shipping charge, no handling charge, no free, no credit card. Just free is free. So call 877-488-1360 to ask questions live on the air or to share your successes with Tahibo Tea. That live call-in number to talk to us live on the air is 877-488-1360. Once again, that's 877-488-1360. And don't forget, you can also stream our programs and listen to them anytime, day or night, on iHeartRadio. Just download the free iHeartRadio app on your cell phone Or if you're on your computer, just go to iHeartRadio. And either way, in the search engine of the app or iHeart's webpage, simply type in Tahibo in the search, and we'll be the only ones. So that's us. I'd like to start today's show by answering a question we often get. What's the difference between Pau D'Arco and Tahibo? The answer is there is none. They're synonymous terms. Tahibo is the name the indigenous people in the Amazon rainforest called a tea. And when the Portuguese came to colonize Brazil 600 years ago, they of course also stumbled across this tree because it never gets sick, it never gets infected, and it never gets infested. As a result, the wood from this tree also happens to be the very hardest wood in the world. I mean, it's like concrete, practically twice as hard as the next hardest wood. So the wood from the Tahibo tree was used for bows and arrows, because you can bend it as much as you want and it won't break. So the Portuguese named the tree Pau D'Arco. Pau in Portuguese means strong, and arco, of course, means arch, so they literally called it the strong bow stick. On our packaging and in our literature, we therefore make reference to the fact that the Tahibo Tea Club is the manufacturer of only one product, original, pure Pau D'Arco Tahibo Tea. That's actually the reason that I started the Tahibo Tea Club, because I got frustrated with the poor quality available at the Whole Foods, the health foods, the supermarkets, and the online resellers. Our product doesn't come from Amazon.com. It comes directly from the Amazon rainforest. Since we're the manufacturer, we have the tea harvested in the rainforest, put on 40-foot containers. Each container holds 16,000 kilos, which is 35,000 pounds. Put the containers on ocean-bound ships, which bring them here to Los Angeles. And then from our warehouse here, we ship directly to you. So the product that you get is the highest quality Pau D'Arco Tahibo available anywhere in the world. Go ahead, listener. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to call and tell you that I got skin cancer on my head, ears, nose, arms, because I'm a roofer and I've been out for 40 years in the sun, and I used to have to go to the dermatologist about every 2 months. I think it has been about a year since last I had to go, so it's really helped there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, amazing thing about our tea is that besides drinking it, our tea also works topically. Now, we're about, in the Los Angeles area where we are, we're about 10 miles away from Malibu, and half of Malibu uses our tea, and what they do is they put it in spray bottles, and they spray it on their face and their hands and their arms and that sort of thing. Now, in your case, what treatments for your cancer are you getting at the present time? When were you diagnosed?
Well, I've had skin cancer for probably at least 20 years, and now when it develops, it just kind of scabs over and goes away. So I don't have to go to the dermatologist maybe once a year instead of every 2 months.
Oh, fantastic. Well, what you want to do is you'll want to drink our tea, and also wash your face with the tea. My son is now 23, and he just graduated from UCLA last year. But when he was 13 and starting to get pimples and that sort of thing, he just used to put a little bit of tea in a bowl, and he used to cup it like a cowboy from a basin, and he used to wash his face in the tea because he didn't want to have pimples. And
I'm glad you said that because that's something I'll start doing, incorporating it with, you know, drinking it.
Yeah, exactly, because it'll just absolutely get rid of it faster. And the faster you get rid of it, the better. I mean, we've actually got people that bathe in the tea. What they do is they pour themselves, bath water, and then they'll cook up a gallon worth of tea, and they'll put the gallon of tea in the bath water and soak in it that way. You know, if they've got eczema or psoriasis on their legs or their back or something like that, where it's not easy to get to, but if you've got the skin cancer mostly reoccurring on your nose or someplace where it's accessible like that, just wash your face with it, and you'll get benefits like that.
Well, that's good information.
Absolutely. Is there anything else on your mind?
Well, I've been taking your tea for at least 2 years, and I wouldn't be without it. I don't understand why it's so hard to talk relatives and friends into at least trying it, and it's just like pulling teeth. They're like, I don't think so, and I'm like, what's your problem here?
Well,
do you want to get cancer? Do you want to get diabetes? You know, it's like I don't get these American people. Well, they're kind of the same people that believe that, you know, two airplanes brought down three skyscrapers.
Yeah, right. 20
years ago.
There's no
hope for them.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why it's hard to tell other people and they won't drink it is because we humans are actually a very strange breed. And what I mean by that is this, is you could find a person with terminal cancer that has had radical surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, and the doctors go to them, you know what? We've tried our best, but unfortunately it's not working. And if we give you any more chemo, we're actually going to hasten your demise rather than help you. You've got 6 weeks to live, and there's nothing more we're going to do for you. So you could find people in that condition, and you could say to them, you know what? I'll give you the tea for free. It may help you, and you have to drink something anyhow. We're so stupid as human beings, half of us won't drink it. And I got to tell you, in my dad's case, you know, when he was on his deathbed in 1998, and I was planning a funeral, and he had like a couple of months to live. And when the people came over and brought the tea, that's when I learned about the tea for the first time and said this tea helped to save our brother's life from cancer. I really was looking at them like they're Martians. But, you know, I'm polite to the people. They came over to pay their respects. And my dad figured, well, what the heck? If I've got 2 months to live, what's the difference? I'm drinking water. I'm drinking tea. I got to drink something anyhow. Anyhow, 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find the tumor on his pancreas that used to be the size of a half a brick.
I've heard your commercial many times on that story. So
yeah, so he's still drinking it now, 23 years later, at the age of 89, and at the age of 89, he really does still mow my lawn. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, I got to tell you one other thing. I've got a tooth, back tooth that I should have had pulled out 6 months ago, and I started just doing that recommendation with the tea, holding your mouth, and every time it starts kind of aching, I just do that and go on.
Yep. Yeah. If you want to see the tea work magic, find somebody with a toothache, have them hold it in their mouth for 2 minutes, and it'll blow their mind that the toothache will be gone like in 2 minutes. And if it comes back, you just take another swig of the tea.
Well, that's what I do, and it seems to work. So I just keep postponing my date with getting that tooth pulled, and you know, figure what the heck. As long as I got that tea around, I don't have to rush right down and get a tooth pulled.
Exactly. Now we've got a lot of customers that exactly do that for, you know, two reasons. One, you don't have to rush to get to the dentist, and two, sometimes, you know, the procedure is going to be very costly, so you got to save up some money to be able to afford the procedure at the dentist. And you know, so for both circumstances, I mean, you can keep it at bay and, you know, be comfortable, even though you do at some point need to get it fixed.
Oh yeah. But I won't keep you. I just appreciate you. I really like your product. It's really wonderful. And like that one lady on one of your commercials says, well, as far as I know, I don't really have diabetes, cancer, whatever, but I don't want to get it. So
exactly.
That's my
answer. Well, thank you so much for calling.
I'm a 71-year-old self-employed roofer, and I have not one nickel's worth of health insurance, and this is my form of health insurance, and I truly believe it. I haven't been to a doctor in 35 years, and I don't plan on ever going to one.
Yeah, well, God bless you. I can see your telephone number here on my computer screen. And as I mentioned to today's show, everyone that calls in gets a free package of the tea. So in about an hour after I get off the air, I'll pass your number along to one of my staff. They'll give you a call. They'll ship out the tea today, and you get it on Monday. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. Bye.
Take care. We'll be right back with the Tebow Tea Club radio show after these words from our sponsors.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tehebo Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's 818-610-8088. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tehebo Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea can be tremendously beneficial for healthy people because it helps build the immune system and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tehebo Tea Club radio show. Our programs on Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. are live listener call-in shows. Now today we're doing something special. Anyone who calls in that we select to talk to live on the air will get a free one-pound package of our tea. And I really do mean free. No $34.95 for the tea, no shipping charge, no handling charge, no tax, no credit card. Free is free. So call 877-488-1360 to ask questions live on the air or to share your successes with Tehebo Tea. That live call-in number is 877-488-1360. Once again, that live call-in number is 877-488-1360. Don't forget, you can also stream our programs and listen to them any time of day or night on iHeartRadio. Just download the free iHeartRadio app on your cell phone, or if you're on your computer, just go to iHeartRadio. And either way, in the search engine of the app or iHeart's website, simply search for Tehebo, and we'll be the only ones, so that's us. Now, the Tehebo tea tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, it never gets infected, and it never gets infested. As a result, the highest potency Tehebo comes from the inner bark of the tree, where the arterial and vein system, called the xylem and the phloem, in the tree reside, which bring nutrients to the rest of the tree. That's why we only harvest trees, mature trees, over 40 years old in the rainforest of Brazil. The harvest method we use is to semi-strip the outer bark to get to the inner bark without cutting down the tree and allowing it to heal itself. It's also the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So these benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Good morning, listener. Go ahead. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic.
Hi, Milan. Hey, my name's Bob. I heard your advertisement so months ago, last year even, you know. And about May or June, I found out I had prostate cancer. And that came to mind was your advertisement, so I ordered from you and stuff. So, but I actually, when I started taking it, the first 3 or 4 months, I actually mixed it, brewed it, probably a quarter to a half stronger than what you recommend by accident.
Uh-huh.
So, but anyway, not sure what the total, you know, response is, but they've got me on some treatment, and they want me to do radiation, and I'm really not wanting to do that. I don't know, it's just kind of a...
How much RRT are you drinking on a daily basis?
I'm doing at least 32 to 64 ounces a day.
Oh, okay.
And I'm blending it now like your instructions say. I figured out what I did wrong, but that's been about a month now. But
yeah, well, you can't hardly go wrong in making our tea. British people routinely make our tea 5 times as strong as they need to, just because our tea has a really mild, pleasant flavor, and they're used to drinking really strong, bitter teas. But you don't get any extra benefits from making it stronger, because there are 20 active elements in the tea, and our body only assimilates so much of those elements at one time. So what happens is it's kind of like taking calcium. Our body can use 1,000 units a day of calcium, but calcium pills come 500 units a piece, and the instructions are to take one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Nothing wrong happens if you take both at once. You just pee out one of them. And same thing with our tea. If you make it 10 times as strong, nothing happens. You're just going to pee out some of the active ingredients because you can't assimilate them all the time. Now, our tea is effective against all types of cancers because it works through the bloodstream. And, of course, cancer cells need blood to get to them just as healthy cells do. Now, the big difference is that cancer cells work and live in an anaerobic environment, which means they live in the absence of oxygen, and they get their energy from sugar instead of from oxygen like healthy cells do. Now, with prostate cancer, we have more successful prostate cancer cases than any other types of cancer. Not because the tea is necessarily more effective for prostate cancer, simply because it's the most prevalent cancer. 80% of men are going to have prostate cancer by the time they turn 80. And we've got a lot of successful cancer cases. Now, if the cancer, in your case, the cancer is not spreading aggressively, right?
No, I've got probably the Gleason scores are nines, tens, and they say it's pretty aggressive. But at the same time, they can't really, without going and doing more CTs and MRI, all that kind of stuff, nobody can really tell me where I'm at with it, you know, right now.
Right. Well, try upping the amount of RT that you're drinking. Here's what happens is this is, if somebody's healthy and they just want to keep their immune system up and they're a stewardess and they don't want to catch a cold, but once every 5 years, all they need to do is drink the tea regularly, 2, 3, or more glasses a day. If you're trying to get rid of something, you want to be drinking 8 glasses a day or more, especially if it's aggressive and it's metastasizing. A while ago, I got a call from a man in Phoenix, and he says to me, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago, but I had prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere, and you told me to drink at least 8 glasses a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more. I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking the tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have prostate cancer. Now, as you know, in the informational literature that we automatically include with every order, it says, please call us and tell us about your case, because it's the only way we can help more people. Well, one day I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas, and he says, I've been a customer of yours for 5 years, and in your booklets it says to give you a call, so I'm giving you a call. I says, okay, please tell me. He says, well, 5 years ago I had prostate cancer. My PSA level was 1,200. So I'm thinking, I don't understand this man's Southern Texas drawl. So I ask, you mean 120? Because we'd never had anybody that had more than 550. He says, no, 1,200. My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me chemo. And you know they're going to give you chemo if for no other reason, just to collect on the money. So I had no other choice. And I start drinking your tea. And not only am I alive, 5 years later, my PSA level is 1.25. So there's certainly hope that RT will have the same benefits for you. But like I said, I would up it to at least 8 glasses a day. Just drink it all day instead of water. Just drink a glass an hour. Are you still there, listener? Okay, we're going to go on to the next listener. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, there you are. You dropped out a little while ago there. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me now? I lost you for a minute. This is Bob.
Okay. I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyhow, what I was saying is we've got a tremendous amount of successful PSA cases, some which are truly unbelievable. People with PSAs of, 1,200, that 5 years later they're still alive and their PSA is 1.25. And the record so far is a man that's got a PSA of 2,100, and in 6 months his PSA went down to 1.75 and is still dropping.
Okay, well, so you're saying 8 ounces or 8 glasses, 8 ounce glasses, or
yeah, eight ounce glasses. That's like 4 water bottles a day, and just drink that.
I've been drinking 48 to 64 ounces, so.
Yeah. And if you can drink more, that's that's even better, because what you want to do is you want to get rid of it. And we got a lot of miraculous cases where people get rid of the cancer before conventional medicine gets around to doing anything, which is truly a godsend, because the three things that conventional medicine is going to offer, we already know: surgery, radiation, chemotherapy. There's nothing else. Mm-hmm. And none of those are pleasant or easy.
Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So if you can avoid that, that would be a godsend. Is there anything else on your mind?
No, that's basically, I was just kind of curious. Other than knowing exactly what's there, you're basically saying the PSA is probably the best indicator that you think of?
Not necessarily. I mean, the PSA is just one indicator. So from that, it's
right.
it's one of the easiest, most non-obtrusive indicators. I mean, it's not like, some things are obtrusive. Getting a biopsy, that's obtrusive. But, getting your PSA checked is not obtrusive. And, if you see that, your PSA is going down, from 100 to 20 and then from 20 to 5, well, you know that you're beating the cancer. So that times that the PSA is not a good indicator is when the first reading. So somebody, goes for their annual checkup and the doctor says, well, you're over 60, so let's do a PSA reading. And then they get a PSA reading of 7 or something like that. And so oftentimes it doesn't mean anything, actually. And oftentimes it does. Okay. And the dilemma there is that conventional medicine wants to start treating somebody once they have a PSA of over 5. So if the
right.
PSA, so at that point, you're in a quandary. What do I do now? And at that point, more tests are appropriate. So that you don't start having all these procedures done that in the end were unnecessary, and that actually even if if there is some cancer, will actually spread the cancer, because anytime you do a biopsy or you go into a cancer or whatever the case is, there's a chance you're going to spread the cancer rather than find out you know, that it is cancer. So anytime you can avoid that, you know, is a good thing. So the PSA is a good way to, you know, good way to check. And if you get your PSA level checked every 3 months, that'll show the progress that you know, that you're making.
Okay.
Well, all right.
I'll
now I've
it.
Got very good. I've got your telephone number here on the screen, and in an hour after I get off the show, one of my staff will give you a call and send you a complimentary 1 pound package of our tea. Thank you so much for calling, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. We are a gold and silver company based out of Arizona and Colorado, a family-owned business that has a stellar record of customer service for over 25 years. Call us at 800-951-0592 and go to allamericangold.com to order metals and learn more. Also, go to 1360khnc.com to stream our radio shows Monday through Friday right here on the Roar of the Rockies. We are proud to be working with Milan and the Tehebo Tea Club. The Patriot Trading Group, 1-800-951-0592, your gold and silver experts.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tehebo Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea can be tremendously beneficial for healthy people because it helps build the immune system and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A H E E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's 818-610-8088.
Call-in shows. Now, today we're doing something special. Anyone who calls in that we select to talk to live on the air will get a free 1 pound package of our tea, and I really do mean free. No $34.95 for the tea, no shipping charge, no handling charge, and no tax. So free is free. So give us a call at 877-488-1360 to ask questions live on the air or to share your successes with Tehebo Tea. That live call-in number is 877-488-1360. You're on the air, live listener, with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi, this is Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing really good, thanks. Hey, so we bought your tea probably about, I'd say, a month and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And I've been drinking, like, a jar of it every day.
Uh-huh.
Like a mason jar.
Yes.
And I can just tell you, I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Uh-huh.
And for the longest time, I've had a really hard time with it and, like, just getting in and out of my chair. I'm 40 years old, so I'm pretty young to be suffering from this.
Yeah.
And I can just tell you, probably, like, 2 or 3 days into it, I started getting, like, energy bursts. And then after that, it just kept going and going, and even if I miss a day of drinking the tea, I still have tons of energy. And I'm seeing a big difference in just the health of my joints and my muscles, and not being sore anymore like I used to be.
Uh-huh.
So I really, really enjoy the product, and I am really thankful for it.
Well, that's fantastic. And so what you're doing is now you're able to chase your wife around the house. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I can keep up with my four kids.
Excellent, excellent. Well, our tea is fantastic for rheumatoid arthritis in two ways. Rheumatoid arthritis is an immuno disorder, and nobody really knows why our immune system attacks itself, but that's what it's doing with rheumatoid arthritis. And of course, our tea is a fantastic immune builder. The other thing that our tea is a fantastic anti-inflammatory. So those two conditions are the primary two conditions of rheumatoid arthritis. The first is that it's an immune disorder. The second is it causes inflammation. And from both standpoints, our tea is absolutely fantastic for that. So we get a lot of cases where people start drinking the tea for one reason and find out that it helps them with their rheumatoid arthritis. One guy who's a plumber, a plumber spends half his day underneath people's sinks on his knees. So his knees were completely shot. His wife calls up after he was drinking the tea for 3 weeks and says, it took him an hour before he could straighten out his legs once he got out of bed because his knees, had the rheumatoid arthritis so bad. Now he gets out of bed and he starts walking around like a spring chicken. I'm going, that's absolutely wow. Fantastic. Now, did you initially buy the tea for that primary reason, the rheumatoid arthritis, or did you buy it for health and wellness or for some other reason?
Well, in all honesty, we bought the tea just in case, like almost like health insurance.
Uh-huh.
Because we had talked to you earlier. My wife called because her father has lymphoma.
Uh-huh.
But his doctor told him not to take the tea for some odd reason. I don't know why. But yeah. So I just kept it in my cupboard.
Uh-huh.
And it was probably my cover for maybe like a month or two. And then I just decided one day, I was like, I'm just going to drink it and start using it. And then once I started using it, I was like, I'm not going to stop using this.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you another question, though. I have psoriasis on like my face,
Uh-huh.
And that's part of the rheumatoid, is you get psoriasis. And
right.
I was thinking about, putting it on my face, but what if you put it, into a coconut oil or something that would, hold it on your face for longer? Would
you don't
that
need
be helpful,
to,
or just
no,
the
you
way
don't
it
need,
is?
Yeah, you don't need to do that. You just, splash it on your face, like aftershave, or cup it in your hands and wash your face with it, and, just that... Just that in and of itself will start to work. I got to tell you, my own personal experiences is that a year or so ago, I started getting this 8-spot, a black dot right in the middle of my forehead. And had it been anywhere else on my body, I wouldn't have really cared. But it was right in the middle of my forehead, like I was going to turn Hindu and I'd put like a black magic marker where I'm going to put that red dot, right? And I'm going, what the heck? This, this is kind of stupid here, right? So what I did was, I took some of the tea, put it in a shot glass, like I'm going to shoot tequila. I put it in a shot glass and I put it on my bathroom counter, and then in the evening I would take my finger and dab it in there, or take a Q-tip and dab it into the tea and just dab it on that spot. And I do the same thing in the morning. So basically, I was doing it twice a day when I remembered. In a month, the thing was gone.
Wow.
Yeah, just absolutely, truly amazing. So the tea does work topically, and it'll drinking works as well. But if you want to get something that you want to get rid of something, that you can get to. That's a good thing to do. In South Central Los Angeles, we've got a clinic that uses our tea. In South Central LA is a rough part of town. They get a lot of homeless people. And one day I got a call from the doctor over there, and he says, you know, he says, we use your tea on 80% of the people that come in here. He says, they come in here all cut up and this and that. And we pour the tea directly over their open wound, and you can see it healing up before your very eyes. And,
wow.
So the tea works, very, very well topically, you know, so try doing that as well. Just, you know, put some tea in a bowl. And the nice thing is, since our tea doesn't go bad for a long time, you know, you can just put a, you know, put a bowl of the tea in your bathroom and, you know, use it for like 3, 4, 5 days and then, put in some more. And, you know, when you remember in the mornings or in the evening, the other nice thing is CRT, it doesn't have any smell, and it's not greasy. So from that standpoint, it'll evaporate in about 1 minute off your face, or if you're in a hurry, just dab it off with a paper cloth or something and, you know, get on with what you're going to do. You know, as opposed to if you were to mix it with coconut oil or something like that, then, you know, you'd have the grease from the coconut oil and that stuff to contend with, which with our tea is not an issue.
Okay, I gotcha. Another thing, is it a blood thinner? Is it safe for chemo?
Oh, it's fantastic for people who are taking chemo because while chemo kills both the bad cells and the good cells, our tea regenerates new good cells. And ultimately, if that doesn't happen, they're going to stop with the chemo because with the chemo, you know, they can tell if they're making progress. And the idea, behind chemo is that they hope they kill the cancer before they kill the patient because chemo does a lot of damage, you know, to a person. And so people that drink our tea, if they start drinking it before they start taking chemotherapy treatments, oftentimes report no side effects whatsoever from the chemo, but invariably, whenever they start drinking it in conjunction with the chemo, they report minimized side effects from the chemo. And not only that, oftentimes, because our tea is also working to get rid of the cancer, they can stop the chemo treatments early. So if a person is scheduled for 18 chemotherapy treatments and they're drinking our tea, oftentimes they can stop the chemotherapy treatments, you know, after 9 treatments, which in and of itself is a godsend. You know, so from that standpoint, if somebody is undergoing chemotherapy treatments, they really need to double up on the tea.
Okay, excellent. The reason why I asked is, again, my father-in-law, and because we really wanted him to take it, and he was drinking it for a while, and then his doctor scared him.
They want to give him the chemo, which is, you know, anywhere between $32,000 and $100,000 a session. I mean, it's obscene how expensive it is. But here's the reaction that a person will get from their doctor if they ask their doctor about the tea. And this is really, so half the doctors will say, that's fantastic, just like good nutrition is a good idea. The tea has beneficial properties, drink the tea. You know, it's like, you know, saying I'm going to eat fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. I go, great, that's a good idea. 50% of the doctors will say, no, you only have to follow our protocol. And that happened to a customer of ours in Pennsylvania. He bought the tea, he started drinking it, and he was getting chemotherapy treatments at Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York City. So the next time he went for a treatment, he says to the doctor, hey, doc, I've started drinking this tea. He says, do you know anything about it, and what can you tell me? And the doctor says to him, this is really incredible. The doctor says to him, no, I don't know anything about the tea, but you have to be careful. It might be toxic, so let me give you your let me give you your chemo.
Wow.
You know, which obviously, you know, chemo is definitely toxic. And this guy's saying the tea might be toxic. You know, and we've got kids drinking a tea, Little League baseball teams, soccer teams. We've got superstar athletes drinking a tea, entertainers. I mean, when the customer called to tell me that, I nearly fell off my chair. He said that the tea might be toxic. He says, so let me give you your chemo, which I know is toxic.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, I won't take up any more of your time, but I really appreciate you and the product that you have. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I've written down your phone number, and one of my staff will call you within the next hour after we get off the line for the free one-pound package of the tea. And I look forward to hearing back from you with some results, because, as you know, the only way we can help more people is to hear back from your experience. Thank you so much for calling in.
I'll start today with putting it on my face. I appreciate you.
Excellent. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, the beautiful thing about our tea is that besides working by drinking it, by ingesting it, it also works topically. So from that standpoint, as the listener we were talking to a little bit earlier, you can apply it liberally. I mean, we've got people douching with it. We've got people doing enemas with it. You know, we've got people bathing in it, all kinds of things. Well, it's time for another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tejibo Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's 818-610-8088.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. We are a gold and silver company based out of Arizona and Colorado. A family-owned business that has a stellar record of customer service for over 25 years. Call us at 800-951-0592 and go to allamericangold.com to order metals and learn more. Also, go to 1360khnc.com to stream our radio shows Monday through Friday right here on the Roar of the Rockies. We are proud to be working with Milan and the Tejibo Tea Club. The Patriot Trading Group, 1-800-951-0592, your gold and silver experts.
Welcome back to the Tejibo Tea Club radio show. Our programs on Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. are live listener call-in shows. Now today we're doing something special. Anyone who calls in that we select to talk to live on the air will get a free one-pound package of our tea, and I really do mean free. No $34.95 for shipping. No $34.95 for the tea. No shipping charge. No handling charge, no tax, no credit card. Free is free. So call 877-488-1360 to ask questions live on the air or to share your successes with Tejibo Tea. The number to call is 877-488-1360. Once again, that live call-in number is 877-488-1360. And don't forget, you can also stream our programs and listen to them any time of day or night on iHeartRadio. Just download the free iHeartRadio app on your cell phone, or if you're on your computer, just go to iHeartRadio, and either way in the search engine of the app or iHeart's website, simply search for Tejibo, and we'll be the only ones, so that's us. For more information about Tejibo Tea Club or to order, please visit our website, TejiboTeaClub.com. The first word is Tejibo, spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. The second word is T, spelled T-E-A. The third word is club, spelled C-L-U-B, then .com. So the complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com, And the only tricky thing is spelling Tahibo, which is spelled T like Tom, A like Apple, H like Henry, E like Edward, E like Edward again, B like Boy, and finally O like Ocean. So altogether, that's TahiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088. Our Los Angeles office is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Saturday, California time. Our office number is 818-610-8088. Hello, listener. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Milan. Hey, I'm just curious as to, do you have like a like a farm of trees that you harvest this stuff from, or do you go out and forage in the wild for it? I mean, it's kind of a lame question, but...
No. You're absolutely right. It is in the wild, in the jungle of the Amazon rainforest. And so what we literally do is we have the indigenous people harvest it for us, and we send a truck to pick up their harvest, and then we put the tea on a giant ocean-bound container. Right now, we've got two containers stuck outside the port of Los Angeles. I don't know if you've heard, there's about over 60 ships that are anchored outside the port waiting to get in. And not only that, there's ships lined up 40 miles away from L.A. to try to get here, which is absolutely insane. I mean, I don't know what our government is doing, because it's taking people 1 month to get a container through the X-ray at customs at the port. Seriously?
Wow.
1 month, you know, to get a line for X-ray? I mean, and that's done by the Customs Border and Patrol. I mean, that's a government function. I mean, you know, so that's something the government should actually do. So, and so the trees grow wild, and they're harvested in the middle of the jungle, in the rainforest. And because the way we harvest them is we semi-strip the outer bark to get to the inner bark, the tree heals itself, and at 6 months, you can harvest that same tree again. And
oh, that's great. That's great to hear. Yeah, I was just curious about how, what the process was for getting it, and, you know, is there a certain age of the tree, any of that kind of thing, or if they're planting, you know, replacement trees, stuff like that.
Yeah, that is very important. The age of the tree and also the species, because there are actually 100 species of Tahibo trees. And so the species that we use is called Tabebuia avenidea, which a lot of people don't even believe exists anymore, because this tree grows to be 100 feet tall. And the highest efficacy of Tahibo taken from the tree to make tea is from mature trees that are 40 years old or older. So that's why it would be a tragedy to you know, cut them down. And then the other thing is that you know, it would make sense to, you know, make a farm of Tahibo trees. The only thing is you'd have to wait 40 years until you had until you had mature trees. But you know, the we're fortunate that you know, where we have the tea harvested, there's plenty of them. But it's tragic what they're doing to the rainforest in Brazil by burning down the edges of the rainforest to clear it out to make more farmland for the big corporations that are taking over, which is really a tragedy, because I mean, the plants that they have in the rainforest really are, you know, nature's pharmacy. I mean, they have plants over there that are just absolutely incredible, and you know, they're burning them down intentionally, you know, so that they can farm potatoes or whatever the case is, which besides the
McDonald's hamburgers.
Yeah, besides the pharmaceutical value of the plants over there, I mean, you know, you're talking about, you know, how much oxygen the rainforest supplies for the whole world. So I don't know where these people think they're going to live once they deplete the oxygen supply of the world.
Right. Well, thank you for that. Sure.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you're currently a customer of ours.
You know, I've referred quite a few people that are in found out they've had cancer, and I said, you know, go on to EBOT and just listen to what the testimonials are. And so my thing is I suppose that if I ever needed it, but to me it makes more sense that the people that do need it have access to it. And I was curious as to, like, a supply. So maybe now that I know that you can get it and it won't be affecting other people that actually need it, that maybe I would give it a try.
Well, not only that, you're certainly going to give it a try because I've written down your phone number, and as you may have heard on today's show, we're sending everybody that we talk to a free 1 pound package, and that'll go out today. You'll get it on Monday, and that 1 pound package will make you 300 8 ounce cups or glasses of tea. So if you're perfectly healthy, or more or less healthy, and you just want to, you know, have better health and wellness, you just need to drink the tea regularly, 2, 3, 4 glasses a day, in which case that 1 pound package will actually last you 3 or 4 months. Now, anytime somebody's trying to get rid of something, they need to get rid of it before the disease gets rid of them. At that point, they do need to drink the tea like water instead of water, 8 glasses a day. But even you can drink 8 glasses a day. In my case, there's nothing wrong with me. I drink at least 6 glasses a day, often 8 glasses a day. Of course, we're in Los Angeles, so what happens is I drink some hot or warm in the morning when I get up before I go to work. Then I pour some from the fridge into a big, tall Yeti cooler cup that holds 4 cups and bring that to work. And it's been so hot here this summer that, I mean, I usually have that. I've already drank it by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm thinking of getting myself another one of those Yeti coolers because, you know, until 5 o'clock, what do I do then? And then I usually have another glass or two at home. So I'm drinking somewhere between 6 to 8 glasses a day. And I got to tell you, when I go see my doctor for my annual physical, I always call up to make the appointment, and when I'm calling to make the appointment, I tell the receptionist to also make a request at the laboratory to get my lab work done, because I know for my annual physical, the man's going to send me to get my lab work done, and then he's going to make me come back to tell me, you know, what's in the lab work, right? So last time I went to see my doctor, I walk into his office, and he's looking at my lab charts. And he says to me, you know, he says, you've got the best blood in the whole building. Your blood is better than the 21-year-old receptionist we got answering the phones at the front of the building. And I says, why do you say that? He says, well, your hemoglobin count is 17.0. And I go, well, I'm not a doctor, I says, but what's that mean? He says, when an adult male should have a hemoglobin count in his blood of 13.2 to 17.1, and yours is 17.0. So I go, thanks a lot, Doc. I'll see you in another year. And I walked out.
That's great news.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to try and see what it does and get on your list to keep a supply coming.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you do want to order, you will need to give us a call. Even people that make purchases, we don't keep their credit card numbers on file. We just keep their name and address on file for security purposes. But you'll get a complimentary package on Monday, and then when you want to reorder, you can either call us at our office number, which is 818-610-8088, or on our website, tehiboteaclub.com. Either way, it's 6 of 1, half dozen of the other. Any orders that come in before 5 o'clock California time still get shipped the same day. Orders in the Los Angeles area where we're located arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else in the country arrive in 2 days, but no later than 3. So that's why I know once we ship it today, you should get it on Monday.
All right. Thank you so much, Milan, for everything you're doing.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to our show. God bless you all, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you and your family that it's had for mine and so many others.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tehebo Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's 818-610-8088.
Get down! Get down! Come get down with us this Friday night from 6 to 8. We're going to have Matt Skrzywanski from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, the lead firearms instructor at the largest police academy in the state. He's going to be bringing his firearms emergency response training simulator, which is kind of like a video game. You get this projector screen and a mock firearm, and you get to try your hand at over 200 emergency scenarios. Don't miss out. Free Dominic's Pizza Friday night, 6 to 8.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, October 8th. The year is 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we had a reporter on a few weeks ago from Australia, the Aussie Kozak, Simeon Boykov, and he has been arrested in his own home for free speech, saying he's against a lockdown. You're not allowed to do that. There's the interview. Australian citizen issues, major SOS to the world. He called for us to have peacefully protest at the embassies to point out that they've become like North Korea. And just like North Korea or China, they came and arrested him. He had a woman on who's facing several years in prison for peacefully protesting. She was out on bail after 20-plus days. So this is incredible tyranny. It's coming up next segment. And I've been asking Senator Paul, the other people I know personally, I've known Senator Paul since he was in college. He would come on for his dad when his dad was running for Congress in 1995, to get elected in 1996 to get back in Congress. He'd been there for one term in the 80s with Reagan. And I know Rand Paul's the real deal. And I can tell you that people like Josh Hawley are the real deal, and Ted Cruz is the real deal. He can be a jerk sometimes, but he's a good guy. He cares about the country. He doesn't like communists. He doesn't like the globalists. But they all know what's going on. And they need to come out and say, this is the Great Reset. Fauci created the virus on purpose. They have all the evidence. Daszak, they launched it. They've controlled the whole thing. Because, of course, the people to release a bioweapon are going to be the ones that are in control of the media, the ones that are in control of the testing, the ones that are in control of the medical system. Because if they weren't, they'd start a world war. So they had to be in charge to be able to cover the whole damn thing up. And if you don't address them as the criminals they are and address them for the plan they're carrying out, in Klaus Schwab's own words, in the COVID-19, the Great Reset, that we don't have any hope. So they need to be addressed as an enemy group. Democrats are the collaborators working with the globalists to destroy America because they want worldwide tyranny. They don't want the example of gun ownership and private property and families and wealth. They want a giant poor class with no leadership they can exterminate. So here's part of what Senator Paul had to say last night, DOJ weaponized to push left's agenda. He says, be afraid of your government, says watch list of the sinners already exists. Well, I would say don't be afraid. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the government is in charge and dominating and enslaving the people, there is tyranny. The actual Thomas Jefferson quote is, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. So here's what Senator Paul, part of what he had to say.
I'm very concerned, and I'm sure that there are people across the country who are concerned that if they go to their local school board and say the wrong thing, that they're going to end up on some list that Merrick Garland goes after. What would you say to those people today?
I would say be afraid. Be afraid of your government. And that's a sad thing from someone in the government to say. But the thing is those lists already exist. For example, people in Northern Virginia that have gone to have been then sought out by the school council, by the members of the school board, and retaliated in a sort of legalistic way to try to put them on some sort of list and chill their speech by letting them know there'll be a penalty for showing up and protesting. Look, there are all kinds of laws about decorum, and there ought to be. You know, the idiot woman that goes in the bathroom filming Senator Sinema in a bathroom, that is illegal according to every local ordinance, and you should punish it. Punish that person. If you go to a school board meeting and you're disruptive and you don't obey the rules of the school board meeting, then there will be local punishment. But it has nothing to do with the federal law, has nothing to do with the Department of Justice. What Merrick Garland did is he's attempting to stifle dissent, and he's attempting to say, beware, or Big Brother's coming after you if you speak out against my policies or against the Biden policies.
And that is designed to shut up everyone who isn't willing to sacrifice everything that they have in order to make that argument. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, Senator Paul.
The full interview, that's just a short clip of it, is at InfoWars.com, and he says even more truthful stuff. But the point is, this is a communist, globalist, authoritarian chilling effect, and if we put up with it, we deserve what we get. They're already putting us on list with the vaccine passport. It's all unconstitutional. It's all illegal, like shutting down churches. You can't do that under federal law. They are raping us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking.
It's Friday.
And that's just what they'll do.
October 8th.
One of these days, these boots are
2021.
Walk all over you.
Welcome back to the broadcast. We are in an occupied country. We are under globalist control. They brag about it at the UN. They brag about it at the Davos Group. The head of the Bilderberg Group does. They're coming after our families. They're creating world IDs. They're saying our churches and our businesses are non-essential. They're bringing in a permanent tyranny. Next segment, I've got Jen Psaki saying, yeah, we could lower your gas prices, but we're not going to. It's for the earth. I'll explain that. And I'm going to tie that into this censored video of Trump from Hannity, where he said they're flooding us with prisoners out of Central and South America, which is true. They're emptying their prisons. That's very, very hard to find now, but we have it. This is just an incredible time to be alive. And the UN now admits replacement migration, bringing third world populations with no history of freedom they can control. That's in the Financial Times of London. Again, that's all coming up today and so much more. Drew Hernandez is a great investigative journalist with Real America's Voice. It's a great organization. And that's coming up with what he's been witnessing with the protest against the vaccine mandates, and can't travel, can't go in businesses, can't get on a subway without the deadly injections. And we've got big news on that front. Just a massive Friday transmission lined up for you today. And Owen Schroyer was just in court where they're trying to put him in jail for several years for peacefully being a reporter covering the demonstrations on January 6th that a small portion of people got out of hand on. He never went in the Capitol. But they're charging him for, quote, breaking into the Capitol. That actually says it on there. And in his court filing, his lawyers point out this is criminal lying by the Justice Department, which I guess is just par for the course now. So that's all coming up. But the first thing I want to get to is Biden. Yesterday, last night, making fun of, quote, hundreds of people that have been fired. No, it's hundreds of thousands of people around the country by select big hospitals and other systems that want subservience, that want people to bow to their illegal experimental injection. Now, remember, Biden's exempt, his staff's exempt, the White House is exempt, the Congress is exempt, the CDC is exempt, the NIH is exempt. And they can have him with photo ops getting saline injections all day in the fake Oval Office set they have across the street. Even though Reuters says it's not true, they show it's a set. It's all fake. They can do that all day, but we know it's not safe and effective. And I've got some of John Hopkins' statistics put together by a British firm. We've checked the numbers. They're accurate, but it's been put together in a graph showing the worldwide devastation of people after they take these so-called COVID-19 vaccines. But here's the amazing statement of how good it is to fire people, even if they have natural immunity, or even if they have an illness where they can't take shots, just one size fits all, even under their tyrannical system, that's outrageous. And he's just up there celebrating how we're getting used to persecuting large groups of people. It'd make Hitler proud.
These requirements work. And as the Business Roundtable and others told me, when I announced the first requirement, that encouraged businesses to feel they could come in and demand the same thing of their employees. More people are getting vaccinated. More lives are being saved. Let's be clear. When you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs, look at the bigger story. I've spoken with Scott Kirby, CEO of United Airlines, who's here today. United went from 59% of their employees to 99% of their employees in less than 2 months after implementing the requirement. 99%.
Oh, and now they admit the shot doesn't work even on CNN, so there's more shots. Oh, but it does work in attacking your ovaries and attacking your cornea and attacking your liver and your heart and your brain. I mean, you ever wanted to see depopulation? You wondered how they do it. They said they would through a vaccine, Operation Lockstep. Not like I just said this 20 months ago. 21 months ago when this all started. It's not like I just said it 6 months ago. I said it 20 years ago. I said it 15 years ago in Endgame. Because it's their damn plan. And if we keep putting up with it, I guess it's their world and we're just dying in it. So there's that incredible footage. Now look at this. I have seen in the last few months at least 10 of these articles in the U.S. I've seen it in France. I've seen it in Germany. I've seen it in the U.K., and now we see it at one of the most prestigious universities out there when it comes to their medical school. UC Irvine, director of medical ethics, placed on investigatory leave under investigation over challenge to vaccine mandate. So he's the ethics head who they hired many years ago to make sure they follow laws and just proper ethics. So it'd be kind of like the top referee in the NFL. And then the other team in a game openly cheats. And he says, okay, 10-yard penalty first down. And they say, nope, you're fired. And everybody sees that the vaccine's killing people. Everybody sees it isn't a vaccine. Everybody sees the liability protection. Everybody sees the world ID. Everybody sees Fauci cooking it up with Daszak under Bill Gates' control and admitting they made it and wanted to release it open air and create the exact virus. But still, oh, you're censored. Oh, still, you're fired. Oh, still, you're on investigation leave. You're on investigatory leave. University of California, Irvine has placed their director of medical ethics, Dr. Aaron Carlady, on investigatory leave after he challenged the constitutionality of the UC vaccine mandate. And it goes on from there. He needs to be on Joe Rogan's show. He needs to be here. He needs to get out there, but there he is putting his money and life on the line because he knows the evil's gotten too great. But they're creating their army of people that'll follow orders. They're purging the military. They're purging the police. They're purging the whole system. and putting their useful idiots in there. Man, I've just got hundreds of such articles here. Pfizer officially announces it's coming for your children. Key article with videos on InfoWars.com. Despite the fact that the younger you are, they've done studies and tried to cover them up. It's coming out of two-year-olds and five-year-olds. Massive heart attacks, deaths, and they suppress the deaths. It's all going to be coming out soon, folks. I've talked to the lawyers involved. Let me just leave it at that. I've seen the documentation, but it's actually coming out that they suppress the trials even already. Very important story. And Los Angeles County Sheriff refuses to enforce vaccine mandate. But just like Biden just said, globalism is corporate tyranny. And the corporations lobby the government. They want governmental power. So they have the executive give the order. The executive gets the heat. He's just a puppet. And then big tech and big media and the airlines, all owned by the big banks, they can do whatever they want. And so even in New South Wales, the worst police state on earth, the police don't enforce the not going in business, as though you've seen some footage of them beating people in grocery stores who didn't have vaccine passports. It's beyond some, you know, dystopian sci-fi nightmare situation. Now, let's get to this video. Go ahead and roll the video of the graph, and I'll go ahead and narrate it for everybody. Video illustrates how COVID vaccines have totally backfired. Well, they didn't backfire. It's like saying dropping a bomb on Hiroshima or Nagasaki that the A-bombs backfired. No, they were meant to detonate and kill people. And you can see the worldwide deaths from all over the world. Burma, Brazil, Cambodia, they're just going in 2 minutes in this video that's on InfoWars.com with the countries. And it's all the same. It's incredible. You take the shot, and in a few weeks, it just explodes, if not within a few days. Wow. Because it generates the very virus in your body, makes the spike protein. The shell of the virus makes you sick. And you have the biggest spikes ever seen. Doesn't matter. It's Israel, Gibraltar, Singapore, England, the United States, Jordan, Malaysia. And it's all right there. The majority of people dying, the majority of people getting sick have had the shot.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com. 1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
When you ought to not bet, you keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days,
Bill Gates, David Rockefeller rotting in hell, all their minions like Fauci and Peter Daszak. They think cheating in life gets them ahead. They think because they're psychotic killers that they're somehow winning when they're really the losers. Thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, trying to put him in prison. He just got out of court. He'll be here with us middle of the next hour. Stay tuned for that. But let me go ahead right now and hit this really, really important big news that we've got. I saw this clip this morning when I got up at 5 a.m. I sent it to the producers. I said, I want to play this on the show. And when I got here this morning, they've been looking for hours. It had been expunged everywhere. So we had to go to Sean Hannity's show itself on the Fox site and find the video there. They do not want this video out. Now, part of the show is everywhere. Trump's saying, and a lot of these Haitians have HIV and AIDS, which is true. So the Democrats are all, they have a law passed in California. You can give somebody HIV or hepatitis, it's okay. But, oh my gosh, COVID-19, even the fear of it, we're all guilty, we're all bad. And that's how the Nazis took control, first saying all these groups were dirty and had to be locked up. So we've seen this medical tyranny before, and none of it makes sense unless you realize it's all about a power grab. So here is the censored clip that we've also re-uploaded to band.video and put back in the article, but this is a story in and of itself. Trump warns Central American countries are emptying their prisons into the United States, because that's so true. It's like 90% men coming in, and boy, when they find out their names from the countries, it's scary. And Mexico's been warning that this is majority hardened criminals, rapists, murderers, mentally ill people, handicaps. I mean, we're having the homeless dumped on us as if we don't have enough. It's all Cloward and Piven. So here's the clip they're really afraid of.
There's something wrong. You wouldn't believe you could even say this, but somebody doesn't love our country. When they allow this to happen to our country, we have hundreds of thousands of people pouring in every 2 weeks, hundreds of thousands, and coming from countries we don't even know from where they're coming. And You know, they're emptying out many countries. I used to say the three, Guatemala, you could add Mexico, Honduras, you could add El Salvador, but I used to say three or four countries. I hear it's 50 countries. They're emptying out their prisons into the United States. Their jails, some of the toughest people on earth, are being dumped into the United States because they don't want them. They don't want to take care of them for the next 40 years. So these people that are the roughest prisoners there are anywhere are being dumped into the United States for us to take care of them.
While they try to downsize the police by 50% in the blue cities to then only put SJW Antifa people in uniform. That's happening. So this, you can see this is the destabilization, collapse of the country, a giant client group that'll never get jobs. In Europe, people the UN brought in 10 years later, on average, 90% are still on welfare. They live in ghettos, they rob, they steal, they kill. It's a plan, and I'm going to show you part of that plan in a moment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, there's awesome police announced they'll no longer respond to 911 calls. And up in Dallas, the young man that shot three people, they released him less than 24 hours later on personal recognizance bond. Did you hear me? Because he's black. And so, we can't be black. I mean, we can't be racist. So we have to let black people out that shoot black people. I'm sure black folks really love that. So see, this is all a destabilization campaign of the country. Here is Trump pointing out the high levels of HIV and AIDS out of the Clinton-ravaged, UN-ravaged Haiti, also being brought here by the hundreds of thousands per month. Here it is.
And, you know, there's one other thing that nobody talks about. So we have hundreds of thousands of people flowing in from Haiti. Haiti has a tremendous AIDS problem. AIDS is a step beyond. AIDS is a real bad problem. So hundreds of thousands of people are coming into our country. And if you look at the stats, if you look at the numbers, if you look at, just take a look at what's happening in Haiti, a tremendous problem with AIDS. Many of those people will probably have AIDS, and they're coming into our country, and we don't do anything about it. We let everybody come in. Sean, it's like a death wish. It's like a death wish for our country.
Well, yeah, it's called the UN Cloud Piven Collapse the Nation State. Blame it on the politicians you own, and then bring in a world corporate tyranny technocracy, tracking and tracing everyone to protect the wealthy population from the hordes they brought in. That's how the ultra-rich controllers absorb their real enemy, the nouveau riche. It's all about targeting new wealth and competition of the globalist. And then getting the nouveau riche to join the globalists finally in the eradication of the third world out of self-preservation, which I do not sign on to this plan, but I have been offered to join them in front of witnesses at work here before, and I'm going to leave it at that. That's why they hate my ass, because they tried to get me to join them. They thought I would, and I didn't. And I guess they're pretty smart, aren't they? Except they're missing God. They're missing the Holy Spirit. They're smart enough to try to hire me 15 years ago, hire me 10 years ago. They haven't tried in a while. Now they just want to destroy us. But that shows you who they are. Now let's look at what's really behind this. Why did Sacha Baron Cohen, two Decembers ago, almost 2 years ago, say at the ADL awards ceremony, arrest Alex Jones and arrest people that talk about replacement migration, when that's on the UN's own website? And here it is, revealed. UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. That's from 2018. Paul Joseph Watson article. It got attacked everywhere by the fact checkers. It's from the UN's own website. Well, guess what? Now the Financial Times of London came out yesterday and says Europeans should be prepared for demographic replacement by Arabs and Asians and, of course, North Africans, saying because of climate change, a billion of them are going to be here by 2050. Oh, sorry, 600 million for North America. That's Mexico's going to get flooded too, the richest third world country in the world. And Europe's going to have 200 million per major nation. That's all in the report from the Financial Times of London. But don't talk bad about it, or Sacha Baron Cohen will have you arrested. Meanwhile, Whoopi Goldberg can't bring herself to say the word white, because whites are so bad. I mean, this is all just total racial division garbage. And don't criticize Biden. That's racist, too, because if you don't support Biden, you ain't black. That's a new article. Karen claims it's racist for whites to hate Biden. All right. I've got a lot more coming up. We got Drew Hernandez coming on from New York with big news about the pushback against the globalists there. As we go to break, It's back in stock, DNA Force Plus. It funds our operation, plus it's amazing for your body. The best thing you can do for your immune system, your telomeres, your cells, your nerves. Every time I forget to take it for just a few weeks, I feel it. It's how I have so much energy. DNA Force Plus is back in stock with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. It is 40% off while supplies last. And we also have Winter Sun, highest quality D3 for your body. The winter's coming. Everybody needs it, especially folks with darker skin. Down and out sleep aid, so good for your immune system. Helping get deeper, cleaner, more restful sleep. It's 50% off. And we have Ultra 12 for your libido, your stamina, your body, your health, all your cells. It's essential. B12, highest quality. 50% off. These, I extended a week. We've got to end them because they are getting very, very low. But we got a good amount of DNA Force Plus, a good amount of Down and Out. Down and Out is 50% off. DNA Force is 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And get a copy of COVID Land and get a free copy of Endgame at COVIDland.com. Also,
a little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock. The highest quality PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer. And that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should. And for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
The beetles are flying, the pine trees around Greeley are dying, and so's the dollar. The ash borers are all over Johnstown Milliken, and we can only help your trees if we catch them in the first year. If the branch over the house or drive is on pre-SHF list, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. For licensed and insured, we accept all payment forms and honor a 10% military senior discount. That's 568-6898.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Hi listeners, Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
I told you so.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories, because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we certainly live in epic times. Thank you for joining us again as we're now 30-plus minutes in to this Friday worldwide transmission, October 8th, 2021. Coming up later in the next hour, Owen Schroyer will be in studio. He's in court right now via Zoom into D.C. They're trying to put him in jail for 2 years for peacefully covering what happened on January 6th. They also falsely charged him with entering the Capitol and forcing his way in. And it's in his filing that we're going to be posting on Infowars.com when he comes on later, where his lawyers actually accuse the Justice Department of criminal fraud, lying to the court, which they've done in the arrest warrant and reason for his arrest. So that just shows the incredibly dangerous climate that we're in right now and how that ties into what Senator Rand Paul came out and said last night, that the federal government's been captured by the Democrats, who are multinational criminals. They're creating a list of all Americans, and they intend to never have another free election in this country, and they are just criminally taking over. That's how we need to start addressing these individuals as an outside globalist threat. Remember, Psaki said, yeah, we can lower gas prices, but we raised them so you'll use less to save the earth. But they all have their own private jet airplanes, and actually are making money off gouging you for the gasoline while you can barely put food on your family's table. Now, he hadn't been on in probably 4 or 5 months, seems like a million years, also like 5 minutes ago. Just really dogged investigative journalist. You know him from Kenosha, Wisconsin. You know him from the Texas border, the California border. Drew Hernandez joins us. And he's been up in New York, where the teachers unions and others have had the Supreme Court, Sotomayor, override even the appeals court and say, no, you're fired if you don't take your injections. And we've got Biden, of course, in the video that just came out last night, defending mass firings and saying hundreds of people losing their jobs over his unconstitutional vax mandates is a good thing. Meanwhile, the White House and Congress are exempt, along with the Postal Service and the FBI. And I mean, this is truly a super class discriminating against us with medical tyranny, but we're so obsessed on race and color and the rest of it that we're distracted by that, and that's all done by design. So Drew Hernandez joins us. Thank you so much for coming on, Drew. Wow, incredible footage and reports you've been shooting. Great to have you here. Give us your view on what's really happening in New York City, because I know the demonstrations against this tyranny are being basically blacked out.
Well, Alex, good to see you guys again, man. Hey, what's going on in New York when you're speaking to teachers on the ground? The main concern, and you're seeing this common thread happen across the board with the defund the police movement, with medical healthcare professionals being removed, you're seeing a reinstallment. When they remove these people, they quickly want to reinstall them with people that will bow down to the regime, that won't ask any questions. The teachers right now, thousands of them that are being put out on the street because they refuse to take a jab, my body, my choice, that went out the window. Their main concern is who's going to replace us? Even parents. I talked to so many parents, Alex, that are asking the same questions. Who are going to replace these teachers that have personal relationships with our kids, decades-long relationships? Some of these kids, I mean, think about it, Alex. You have such a personal relationship with your teacher. They make such a big impact on your life, whether negatively or positively. But those that have a positive impact are going to be disconnected from their teachers, and that's going to have a pretty serious impact, a negative impact on some of these kids. Now, what they're concerned about is who's going to replace them. Particularly in New York and Brooklyn, they were protesting out front of the Department of Education. Now, what they were complaining about was obviously the unconstitutional mandates to take the jab, but also they want to know who's going to replace us. Are there people in the DOE that may be licensed to teach, but they hate kids? Who are the people that are going to replace us? Are they actually going to have the heart? Because it's not some everyday average person that is able and equipped to deal with children, even the special ed kids. Alex, I was talking to special ed teachers that were crying because it takes a special kind of person to go down that type of career path because you have to deal with them very specifically. So a lot of these teachers are asking some genuine questions. Yes, they're opposing the authoritarian policy, but at the same time, we're going to see a reinstallment. You're seeing it with the Defund the Police, Alex. Every time they want to remove the police department or anyone that disagrees with the regime, they immediately reinstall them with people that aren't going to ask any questions, that aren't going to question the regime, that aren't going to push back or protest for their own autonomy or their own freedom. You're seeing it with the medical health care professionals as well. In New York, what did the governor come out and say? All of these people that we're going to put out on the street, we're going to replace you guys with people that are going to obey us or even the National Guard. They want to reinstall people because they want a controllable class.
That's right. This is a purge, and this is multinational corporations and the UN through the fear of the virus that they themselves release now on record, purging the police, the fire department, the hospitals, the nurses, the doctors, and the military with critical race theory, the first purge. If you think that hating America and saying whites are inherently evil is wrong, well, then you're purged. Or if you think Americans have a right to question elections, you're purged. If you question lockdowns, you're purged. Hell, they say in the official prospectus, as you know, but out in June, the new terrorism platform, that it's people that question lockdowns are the main terrorists. So this is a way for the system to declare war on people that know their basic rights.
Or Alex, domestic terrorists are now parents that oppose critical race theory. What's happening here is they're targeting the next generation. Listen, Alex, if America holds the line right now, if we hold our own and we literally survive this authoritarian power grab and freedom reigns, they're still targeting the next generation. That's why they're slapping them with masks over their face. That's why all of these kids are being trained and groomed to bow the knee in order to gain access into anything. They're training the next generation to accept totalitarian global control. That's what they're doing with these children. They want to replace everybody. That's why they're designating parents, anyone that opposes critical race theory, communism, Marxism, as domestic terrorists. And they're sicking the FBI on them, the federal government,
right,
because they want to disconnect the children from the parents. They want to train the next generation, Alex, to be controlled by Big Brother.
Absolutely. And they're moving quick. And people say, well, this is hard to believe. It's incremental, but soon the flame is on high. And now they've turned the flame up slowly. Now it's on high. Now the frog is starting to boil in the pot. And they admit this is their revolution. And they've got all the people online who get to go along with it. They don't get censored. They call themselves the liberals. They call themselves anti-establishment, Drew. But as you know, this is the establishment literally destroying and breaking this country and getting rid of the middle class while imploding the third world with ongoing lockdowns and then flooding us with those populations.
Alex, let's just call it for what it is. The infrastructure for the mark of the beast is being set in place. I'm not saying the vaccine is the mark of the beast.
I totally agree with you. No, say that. No, I mean, it is. Klaus Schwab says next is an implantable chip. Keep telling us.
Yeah, Alex, the infrastructure is being set in place. Think about it. Revelation chapter 13 makes it very clear when the Antichrist comes, people are going to have to get a mark either on their foreheads or their hand, and it's going to give them access into the economy. That's what we're seeing, the infrastructure being set in place, not just in America, Alex, worldwide. We've never seen anything like this in world history. But now the technology, the infrastructure, the fear, okay, the ability to actually convince people to do something like this worldwide, the infrastructure is now set in place. I mean, think about it, Alex. You have the governor of New York coming out in a church, in a pulpit, telling people God is not pleased with you if you don't get vaxxed, and if you get vaxxed, God will be pleased with you, and I need you guys to be my apostles and go out there and evangelize the world with this message, the false vax cult gospel. We're living in the end times, Alex. This is it. It's not coming. We're here. It's now. It's not happening in the next few years. It's happening now. I'm not saying right now is the advent of the Antichrist. What I'm saying is the infrastructure is in place. When you read the book of Luke, one of the identifying factors of the last days in Luke chapter 21, verse 26, is that men's heart will fail from fear. The world is being controlled through fear, through the virus, Alex. We all know this. It's not a conspiracy theory any longer. It's not some far out QAnon thing that someone read on some message board on the internet. This is happening in real time. Look at Australia. Look at what's happening across the world. Look at the United States of America. And what do they want, Alex? You and I both know the truth. They want a controllable class.
Look You're at right. The border. Stay there, Drew
They're
Hernandez.
Millions of
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
PE Shows, your local hometown gun and knife show. November 6th and 7th, we'll have the largest selection of guns, new and used, ammo, knives, accessories, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Conveniently located off I-25 and Highway 34 at the outlets at Loveland, our dealers buy, sell, and trade. There's also $50 CCW classes and a giveaway of a semi-automatic shotgun at this show. Go to PEShows.com for more details. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
You might want to sit down before you hear this. Inactivity leads to 3.2 million deaths a year. So actually, you might want to stand up. Oh, you just did a squat. See what we did there? All right, everyone, just take a seat. Oh, now stand up. That's two. Feel that burning in your thighs? That means you're doing it right. Feels good, doesn't it? Get started at heart.org/makemoves. Unless you're doing squats. Those can come first.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Ladies and gentlemen, we covered it earlier, but the Aussie Cossack that we had on the broadcast, his grandparents, great-grandparents fled Russia from the Bolsheviks in 1918, and now he has been arrested for coming on my show. which he predicted might happen. And we played that footage earlier, but that's what's coming here. That's what's happening all over Australia as they establish martial law. And now they're saying third and fourth jabs. This is absolutely, again, a global corporate criminal takeover with the vaccine as the pretext to do it. And they're doing psychological profiles and hiring police that will follow the directives. And that's what Drew Hernandez, investigative reporter, was just saying earlier, is that they're purging the military and police all over the world with the same program. They've already done the purges earlier in Europe and in Australia and New Zealand, so they're moving ahead. This is the universal Great Reset plan. Drew Hernandez, you were saying they want subservient slaves, and the evidence is clear, to carry out their depopulation of most people, and folks will get in such fear of the system that they'll go ahead and adopt it and take into their bodies whatever the system wants. And then as they get sick and die, well, it'll be a thought crime on your social credit score, and you'll be thrown out on the street as homeless to be killed by, you know, crazy gangs of zombie-like hordes. If you complain about your friends or family getting sick and dying. So you've been there. Your reports are incredible. I know you've worked for a lot of different groups. I love the reporting you're doing for Real America's Voice. The logos and stuff look like that's Epoch Times. Is that who you're working with now?
Yes, sir. I'm with Real America's Voice, and what we want to do is just bring the truth to the world and bring the truth to the public. And like I was saying at the end of the last segment, is this is what they really want, Alex. They want to control through fear. If you can have someone afraid of you or a virus or something coming, people will throw their freedoms right out the window. That's what we've seen all of 2020, and that's what we're seeing now, and it continues on. Like I said earlier, in Luke chapter 21, verse 26, one of the identifying factors of the last days is men's hearts failing from fear. That's what we're seeing across the board. People are scared of the virus. They're scared of the federal government. They're scared of something coming. They're scared of anything. We saw it post 9/11. Everyone was scared, and they were angry, and they were willing to give up freedoms because of fear. You could get people to do anything if they're afraid of you. They want a controllable class, Alex. Look at the border. They're importing millions, and they continue. Because what do they want? They want desperate people. They want a controllable class that aren't going to stand up for the Constitution, that are illiterate of the Constitution, that don't even know what freedoms are. They want a controllable class that's not going to stand up for anything, that's not going to take to the streets, that's not going to take to the streets to protest against authoritarian policies, that aren't going to say, my body, my choice. They don't want that. They want a controllable class that's desperate. They want to import the third world. They want a two-class system, two-tier. That's it, Alex. You and I know this. They want the elites at the top and the peasants at the bottom that they could control. That's all they want, and that's what they want to turn the United States of America into, because that's what you see in China. That's where Australia is going. The authoritarian regime is being installed right now across the entire world, and people were called conspiracy theorists. People were called alt-right-wingers saying these types of things, but I mean, when I was in New York, Alex, you're seeing all people. I'm seeing people that support BLM. I'm seeing liberals. I'm seeing people that are waking up, that were once siding with the Democrat Party, that are finally opening up their eyes to realize that there's an authoritarian deep state out there that's destroying everybody's lives. I mean, people really need to think about it. Last year's heroes are now this year's villains, today's villains, literally. The medical healthcare professionals, I'm talking to so many of them, Alex. And then I talk to people on the street. I'm like, I ask you this. If this is such a conspiracy theory, then why the hell, Alex, why the hell am I talking to professional doctors, medical healthcare professionals, RNs, and they're telling me, you know what, this vaccine is too soon. It's too soon for us, and the public needs to be well-educated that this could be too dangerous for people to take, because normally we wait about 5 to 10 years before we actually roll something like this out. And then I ask people on the street, are you smarter than these people? These are the people that you would trust in a life or death situation to take care of you or save your life. Now, all of a sudden, are they stupid conspiracy theorists? Alex, this is how we have to explain it to people, because the hive mind has been so saturated to believe Fauci. Fauci's the Lord and Savior. Fauci's the authoritarian centerpiece. He's the one that they listen to. He's the source of truth. We have to seriously show people that there are now medical healthcare professionals that are coming out and saying, this is wrong. Something's not right here. But even at that, Alex, it's hard to reach minds that have been so warped, but we can't stop trying, because we know right now, you're this right. Is the time to move. This is the time to move, because people are waking up. And even shout out Shout out to COVID Land, man. My wife and I watched that thing last night, Alex, and one of the best documentaries I've seen. I cannot wait for the next parts to come out. It is seriously, I recommend anybody watching it right now that hasn't watched it, don't only watch it, go cop your own DVD, but at the same time, just post it anywhere you could post a link. Don't be afraid, because this is the history that they want to erase. They don't want the world to see what happened in the United States of America and worldwide. They want to erase it all. So I encourage everybody not only to watch it, but put it everywhere they can where they could post the link.
Absolutely. And it's almost 2 hours long. It cost them over $2 million to shoot the five films. And they're still doing more interviews and adding more to part two. Part two is now going to DVD and going to be out in about a month. And we're going to offer it for free at band.video. But this is being put out to listeners that want to buy the DVD to then fund us to be able to make future films. People really wanted us to make films again. They wanted us to produce films, so we're partnering with filmmakers to do it. And then we sell the DVDs. People can have a hard copy to make copies from, but we're also posting the films for free to everybody. All we ask listeners to do is fight back and get it and send the link from band.video to your email list, to your text messages, and to tell people at work about it, to take them to band.video and say, hey, here's this film at band.video. Now, you can't share the URL. Most places, band.video, it's banned. But you can share freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv. You're going to leave us here in a few minutes, Drew, but I'd like to get you back on soon. Next segment, I'm going to play part of your amazing report. You just have been doing a great job for years, but it just gets more and more amazing to see you pop up all around the country and all around the world. But spend a few minutes more talking about this incredibly diverse crowds of people that are out there demonstrating against this medical tyranny, this totally un-American garbage that violates the Constitution, Bill of Rights. It's just completely being forced on us. Rape is what's happening. And your predictions on where this is all going to go.
Well, I'll tell you this. When I was in New York this past weekend and I covered the Truth About COVID-19 conference put on by the American King Foundation, Angela Stanton King, the black community attempting to reach the black community, not only in Brooklyn, New York, they go to Atlanta, they're doing Los Angeles next. But one of the things that I keep hearing over and over again is that this is very familiar, and I'm talking about the vaccine mandates that's being rolled out in New York and Los Angeles. One thing I keep hearing them say is this reminds us a lot of the Jim Crow laws. They have a history with dealing with racism, the civil rights movement. We saw this not too long ago, a few decades ago. That was real, and the black community had to deal with it. So this hits a little closer to home for them. I was walking around New York, Alex, and I'm going to businesses, and I see signs outside of restaurants that say no vax, no service. Or I see signs that say New York requires you to be fully vaccinated in order to attain service or to come inside of this building. It's medical discrimination. So when you hear the black community come out, it's a little more personal for them, because when you tell them, hey, if you don't have a vaccine, if you're unclean, you're not clean, you don't get any service. So they're pissed, Alex. I'm not saying the entire black community in New York, but the majority of them, because the majority of them don't want to be vaxxed. And there's a lot of reasons why. They don't trust the federal government because they've been experimented with before. We all know this.
Well, that's right. And Joy Behar came out and said, don't worry, blacks. We tested on the white people and giggled about it, as if black people want to hurt white people on average and think, oh, good, it was tested on them like whites are rats. So now give it to me. You know, black folks know about Tuskegee and other events. And they're not stupid. And just like all these big NBA players have come out and said, man, look, this stuff's experimental. I don't trust a damn thing you're saying. You're suppressing the real scientists. So I think they've jumped the shark, but regardless, they're going to keep pushing. This is the globalist big move. They've been preparing this for decades.
Absolutely, Alex. And I'll say this. Here's the red pill for the viewers, and people might want to share this later. The big thing that's waking people up is this. We're hearing the federal government. We're hearing Psaki. We're hearing Fauci. We're hearing all these so-called authoritative sources, right? Come out and say this. We just want you guys to be educated and informed, right? They tell the black community, they tell all communities, they're telling everybody, we just want you guys to be educated and informed when it comes to the vaccine. But here's the red pill. They only want us to hear the good things that they want us to hear. But if anybody on YouTube, social media, the mainstream media, if you come out and you list the negative side effects, the potential harm that this thing can do to you, you get silenced on big tech, you could lose your entire account, you get slandered in the mainstream media, you get suppressed, you get made to look like a crazy person, a conspiracy theorist, even if you are a medical healthcare professional
or
a doctor.
That's right, that's the key, Drew.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, The Roar
You're
of the
listening
Rockies.
To The Roar of the
Always
Rockies.
Where you're KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
And we are back. Drew Hernandez is our guest. He was on this, and he works with the Epoch Times, Epoch Times, one of the best independent organizations in the world, if not the best for a major organization. They come out of the folks that fled China and witnessed mass murder of Buddhists, Christians, and others. And so they're just doing a great job. And to watch our own corporate media attack them, let you know which side corporate media is with. But investigative reporter, ladies and gentlemen, with Real America's Voice. And he joins us. Drew, you're making a great point about how you've got your speech as long as you go along with the lies, which they all admit are lies, very poisonous shot, doesn't protect you, destroys your immune system. But if you're a real expert, they silence you, and that just shows if we're supposedly going to trust these doctors and nurses that are such heroes, and a lot of them are great people, why aren't we listening to them now about the horrible things they've seen inside these hospitals and clinics and nursing homes?
Absolutely. It's an abusive mentality that these people have, and the point I was making before the break is this. In the red pill moment, I want people to ask themselves, whether you're on the left or you're on the right, is this, okay? If you're a free, autonomous human being, and you believe in making your own choices, yourself, I want to ask you this. Why is the federal government, why are all the so-called trusted sources, why are all these people that come out and say, we just want you to be educated. We want you to know what you're doing when you're putting something into your body. We want you to be informed, right? You hear the governor of New York come out and say, it's the smart people that are getting vaxxed, but those that aren't smart, they're not yet. So we need you to go out there and evangelize them. It's the same narrative you're hearing across the board. So I want people to ask themselves is this. If these people really want you to be educated and they want you to be informed, then why is it that they censor on big tech anytime a doctor or a medical healthcare professional comes out and lists the negative side effects or speaks out against the vaccine or speaks on something that could potentially